next case, please.
Our next case is number 12077. Catherine F. Christensen is seeking variances from the front and rear yard setbacks, sections 115-25 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Boat Dock Court East at the corner of Boat Dock Court East and Woodland Circle. The 911 address is 33769 Woodland Circle, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1, and the tax map is District 234, map 11.20, parcel 273. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 7.6-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback and 3.9 from the 15-foot corner front setback for the dwelling.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yeah, my name is John McGee, 133 West Wisteria Road, Wildwood Crest, New Jersey.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And then we have a copy here of the answers you provided to the five standards.
Okay.
Have the dice.
This is my mother's house, which has been sold. She's 102. She's living in assisted living at Rose Tree Place in Media. Lena Warfield from Berkshire Hathaway is here with me. We do have a sale and looking through its settlement date at the end of this month. I believe you have copies of the answers to the questions. The original improvement was placed in 1972 with proper permits and certificates of occupancy. Property is irregular in shape and it would probably cause confusion of placement. Porch addition was placed with the proper permits and closed without issue and was believed to conform with county and community covenants. Do I just go through these or do you?
Yep, you're good, sir.
I'm sorry?
Yes, please.
Okay. Cannot otherwise be developed. Original construction cannot be further improved. It would be hardship to remove part of the house. Addition has been there since 84-89 with the proper permits were taken out and closed. It would cause a hardship if removed. Not creatively applicant. Owners followed all rules and regulations when placing house and building addition and believed everything was in accordance with the county since they received the certificates of occupancy. The property, altering the essence character of the neighborhood. Property is on a corner lot with one side backing onto the common area, side closest to the porch violation. Two sides face streets, Woodland Circle and Boat Dock Court East. The final side bucks to neighbor, and this is the side that does not have any violations. We are asking for a 3.9 variance for the front right of the house and 7.6 for the sunroom. I think that's criteria for special use exemption. Requests relate to improvements that had been this way for 28 plus years and without any effects to the neighborhood properties. The sunroom variance backs.
Sir.
You
don't have to address special use exception. Is that what you're reading?
I'm sorry?
You're reading a special use exception?
Yes.
Now you just applied for a variance, so you won't have to read
it. Oh, okay. So I'm done here with,
yes,
with the explanation?
Yes, sir. Five. All right. Five standards for the grading of the variance.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Thank you, sir. And you did a good job on those.
Hopefully.
Very good job. Okay.
I think that's in thanks to my realtor.
I'm sorry?
Thank you to my realtor.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll start with you, Mr. Workman. Do you have any questions?
No questions.
Thank you.
No questions, Mr.
No questions.
Chairman.
Ms. McGee?
So this was all
done back in the 80s, and
yeah, they, I think they were in there for like 30 years.
And so it's been fine, but now that you're selling it, and they've had a survey.
Yes.
Then
that's when this appeared.
Okay. Came about.
Yeah.
I have no questions, Mr. Trump.
It does appear that there would also need to be a variance for the ramp from the rear yard and the front yard. Now, we've advertised for that, so it can be considered. But in looking at that, because the 12.4 is just for the sunroom, that corner of the sunroom. But if you see that ramp kind of comes out as well, and based on the pictures, it appears to be of some height and size to it. We can clean that up today, too.
Okay.
Are they going to keep the ramp there?
I believe so. The ramp was put in because my mom's husband, Joe, had some physical problems, and they needed the ramp
to
walk him up in the chair.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the best of your knowledge, they're going to be
keeping he had
the best of knowledge?
That they're going to be keeping that ramp there.
I would think so, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. I guess just a couple questions, if I may. Any issues with neighbors' complaints about it that
None
you're aware
whatsoever.
Of?
There's a neighbor on the one side and across the street, but that's the extent of it. There's no side-by-side. It's not on the street. It's on the common area.
Yeah, but nobody's complained about it.
No. They were there, like I said, 30-plus. So.
Okay. Now, the woodland circle, the property line, does it match the edge of paving, or is there a gap? Because the survey doesn't show that. I didn't know how close it was to the actual street, so to speak.
I don't know how close it is to the street, but the ground, the grass area goes right up to the street. There's no curbs or anything like that.
Okay. Would you say that the corner of the house is 11.1 feet from the paved area of the street, or is it farther?
I think it would be that much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's a landscaped area and then the grass.
And it looks to me like because it's to that away from the intersection of Boat Dock Court East and Woodland Circle, that you wouldn't have any visibility concerns at the intersection.
No,
is that right?
No, not at all.
All right. Is there a well and septic on this property?
No, it's sewer lines now that were put in and public water.
When were they put in? Do you know? After the house was built?
This is something that's been, this is a guess, within the past 5 years.
Okay, so when the sunroom was put in, would it have been possible it had to be placed there because of where the well and septic were located?
That could be factual, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was septic before.
Okay, all right. I have no further questions, Mr.
Chairman. All right, thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there any in favor? All right. Would you wish to speak or just show a hand of support?
No, just a hand of support.
Thank you, ma'am. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I guess for just as a point, because what we have before us is the 12.4 for the sunroom and the 3.9 for the house. It looks like there would need to be a variance also for the wood ramp from the corner. Front yard and then the rear yard for that as well, but the numbers there aren't shown. Mrs. Walls has got a ruler, so I presume that there's numbers we may have available.
The closest that the wood ramp gets to the rear is 18. It's eight. 2 feet away from the property line, so it would be an 18-foot variance from the rear. And then from the corner, or from the corner front, it's at about 6.5 feet away from the property line. It requires a 15, so
8.5
from the corner front.
That's not that much of an encroach, the front, if it's on the ground. When it's on the ground, still got to pick that up once it clears 6 inches.
The handicap ramp cannot encroach into a setback.
It cannot. Okay.
Would you repeat your numbers?
Without
now,
a variance.
Without a variance.
It's an 18-foot variance from the rear and an 8.5-foot variance from the corner front.
What was that again from the front?
8.5. In the corner front. Okay.
And then a... There's a 7.6 from the 20-foot rear.
Mm-hmm. And 3.9 for the 15-corner side of the building. All right. In hearing no opposition against here, we'll entertain a motion for the variances as been requested, as well as the ones to bring the rest of it in compliance.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve case 12077,
okay,
which the original application requested a 3.9-foot variance for the front right of the house and 7.6 feet for the sunroom.
Right.
We need to amend the variance to 18 feet from the rear and 8.5 feet from the front to catch the violation of the ramp. The uniqueness of the property started back in 1972 when the house was originally placed, and it obviously possibly could not have been developed otherwise due to a septic or well when the additions were added in 84 and 89. The applicant did not create their issue based on receiving a CO. They thought everything was correct. It will not alter the character of the development. And based on the site conditions, it's a minimum request.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12077. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye for my reasons.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12077 is approved.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.